Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Golf with a Masters this year at Geneva National Golf Club in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Recently voted Golf Digest Top 25 Buddies Golf Trip Destinations in America. During select dates in 2015, play two rounds of golf and enjoy an overnight stay at one of their three lodging options for free. The perfect golf buddies package. Take advantage of this special offer and enjoy time on their three legendary courses. Designed by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. Also, be sure to take advantage of their 4th of July specials running July 2nd through July 7th. Play 18 holes with carts starting at only $69. For more info on Lake Geneva's premier golf experience, visit GenevaNationalResort.com.
To your left, you'll notice Mesopotamia's indigenous cultures. And to your right, the food court, serving up gourmet hot dogs and an assortment of cold beverages.
Bored with your weekends? Add a little excitement to your life at Arlington International Racecourse. World-class horse racing and premier entertainment. Arlington provides an engaging experience you can't find anywhere else. Every Sunday is family day. Bring the whole crew. Visit arlingtonpark.com for tickets. Bet on fun.
Yes, tonight.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks.
We cover them all.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station.
Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
It is 4 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. We start with baseball, and the Cubs are in the Big Apple tonight in the midst of a longest losing streak of the year at 5 games. And Joe Maddon knows that for a guy like Addison Russell, it's just going to take a while to develop some hitters.
He has power. I mean, if you watch him in batting practice, he's got severe power, but then there's frequency of power when you get into the game and how often when you see your pitch do squared up, keep it fair and hit it far. I mean, I think that gets more consistent as you get older. Gary Anderson is a baby. GA drove in, I think, 90-some runs in Vancouver 1 year with, I think, 7 home runs. I think that's accurate or something close to that.
Cubs manager, weekly conversation with Spiegel and Goff, and you can hear that entire conversation online at SpiegelandGoff.com. Kyle Hendricks goes against Jonathan Niecy tonight. He's been thrown around as a trade possibility for the Cubs, and right now 4.12 ERA and 83 innings, 58 strikeouts, 27 walks on the year, and he's only 3-7 on the season. That's because he hasn't won a start since May 9th, 8 straight starts without a win. By the way, Daniel Murphy will be back in the lineup for the Mets after missing a month with a strained left quad. Lineup tonight for the Cubs, Fowler, Rizzo, Bryant, and Castro cleaning up. Denorfia on right, Caesar left, Ross is catching. Hendricks is pitching and batting eighth, and Russell will be at second base. The White Sox down in St. Louis, they get their turn against the Cardinals. Chris Sale and Lance Lynn tonight, the pitching matchup. Chris Sale looking for that 8th straight game with double-digit strikeouts. It would match an American League record. Cardinals, though, in the midst of their longest home winning streak in 6 years at Busch Stadium at 9 games, all thanks to a sweep of the Cardinals, or the Cubs over the weekend, I should say, and the White Sox lineup, and no major surprises for you this evening. Free agency wheels starting to spin a little bit for the Bulls. It doesn't officially open up, though, for business until after midnight tonight. Jimmy Butler reportedly has a $90 million offer on the table, lucrative enough that he's reportedly called off 4 meetings with other teams. Mike Dunleavy gaining interest from the Cavs, but likely to stay with the Bulls. Women's World Cup tonight in Montreal. Team USA going against Germany in the semifinals. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Zing Zang Bloody Mary Mix. So good, vodka is optional. And also brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. July 4th sales event, open July 4th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm Matt Rodewald. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score tonight at 6:40 when the White Sox take on the Cardinals on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by my guy, St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Oh, baby!
Lynn Casper.
Absolutely massacred. Soler.
Chicago Cubs play-by-play man.
Go! Cubs win!
All the latest news and notes from the Cubs.
Addison Russell.
Go! 3-run homer.
The first of Chris Bryant's career.
Lynn Casper.
To infinity and beyond.
What's that from?
Star Wars.
Lynn Casper with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 4:03 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, where you get to talk a little baseball.
He's on Twitter, at Lynn Casper. He's on the Grossinger-Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Lynn Casper, hello.
Hey, guys. Calling from New York today, and got a couple of quick updates for you. Jorge Soler is on his rehab assignment at AAA Iowa and could be back by this weekend, maybe Saturday night against the Marlins. And Joe Maddon hired a magician. He hired a magician to keep the guys loose. Joe told us he wants to create some magic, and what better way to do that than to have an actual magician in the clubhouse before batting practice.
Now, was this a typical, like, birthday party magician, or was this, like, up-close card tricks? What are we talking about here?
I'm not quite sure. I hear he's from Chicago, and the team hired him, and it's a little bit of a surprise for the players, and I believe he's performing as we speak in a visiting clubhouse. So I'll get the details for you for next time.
Well, I'd like to, because we actually, our show does have an official magician.
Could use him.
It's Scott Green, the great Scott. We could bring him in and actually do it to help our morale and help us. So the magic would be pulling them out of this little five-game tailspin. And does it make sense that I don't feel as nervous for them about it, because we know exactly what's going on. They're not hitting. They're not hitting the ball out of the park. It's not like they're searching for an explanation as to what's going on here, that they're getting situations where they should drive in runs. They're not driving them in. This could just be one of these variance issues. I don't think there's reason for panic at this point. Do you?
No, I would agree with you, Dan. And I think when you look at what this team's strength is supposed to be, you look at a pretty much homegrown lineup that should get better as time goes on. And, you know, a pitching staff that by and large has been pieced together, but really has kind of carried this club. I think a lot of people would be surprised when they dig into the numbers to find out that it's been the pitching more than the hitting that has kept the Cubs in the wild card race. And, you know, in the end, the fact that they've struggled so mightily against the Cardinals may play to their advantage in that, you know, whatever that thing is, learning how to win, whatever it is, right now the Cardinals have it and the Cubs are trying to get there, and to see it firsthand and to get beaten by the team you're emulating and trying to chase in the end might be a good thing for this young ball club.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, when you talk about panic or something, I don't think so. I mean, every team that even with as many good young players as the Cubs has a maturation period. It's not like you jump out and you just start winning pennants and World Series and being in the playoffs every year. It takes time. I mean, it takes, because the Cubs have been nowhere for so long, and a lot of these kids, I mean, but they, you know, the struggles on the road and so forth, that's not, you know, this is like old-time baseball history. This is not, oh, man, that's happened. No, it's happened to a lot of teams over the years that have gone on to be pretty damn good teams.
The other thing that happens here is the fatigue factor, I think, mentally. When you're a young player in the minor leagues and you dominate everywhere you go, it's one thing. But when you come up to this level, Chris Bryant, I noticed lately, he's got like a 9-game strikeout streak. And Addison Russell is like 3 for his last 25 with 12 or 13 punch-outs. It's really tough to succeed at this level. There are no secrets. Now, I believe the mental grind that takes, and then all the late-night travel. We got in here about 6 o'clock in the morning yesterday. You've got people tugging at you left and right. Hey, you know, can you get me tickets? You're in Atlanta. Who is this? Oh, this is your third cousin. Yeah, we haven't spoken since we were 6. I mean, those things are the things that people at home don't see, but it's difficult to navigate through that, and you have to learn one very important word, and that is no. When you get to this level, and as nice a guy as Chris Bryant is, and I'm sure Addison Russell is the same way, there is a point where you just have to try to tune out all that stuff. And that's part of going through this process of becoming a big leaguer and getting through those rookie mistakes.
That's why it's funny that he's got the magician in there now, because that's so Joe Maddon.
It's so Joe Maddon at
this point, and like you say, always the same, that he's not going to manage any harder, that he's going to zag where others zig right here. And rather than saying we got to, you know, go the Tom Thibodeau route of harder, 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 more, 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 it's like, oh, hell with it. Let's just pull a rabbit out of a hat and see if maybe they can relax a little bit, because it's yet another reminder that baseball is just a different game. And the 162 is unlike anything else in sports.
And I also think, Dan, that the tone and messaging matters. You know, that the way you present things. And, you know, Joe's thing about the Cardinals is he gives them all the credit in the world. I think he acknowledges, you know, how good they are, but he's not going to give an inch in terms of this season. He still thinks that his club, by the end of the year, can be as good as the Cardinals are. Whether that happens or not is almost irrelevant. But he's telling his guys, you know, don't give an inch. We're good. And don't hang your head when we lose a game. Every team's going to lose five in a row. He told us a story in his office about an hour ago. His Rays team in 2008, they went to the World Series. They had two different seven-game losing streaks, and one of them was going into the All-Star break. So he said we had 11 straight days without a win, and we still got deep into October. So you can't panic even when you have a bad stretch like this team's had.
I think it'll be interesting as time goes on here, Len, because that's what he does, and he's done a lot of the stuff with the Cubs that he did with the Rays over a longer period of time, obviously. But it'll be interesting to see how he is when this team actually matures. You know what I mean? When he's all confident of them, and he kind of feels like
higher
I don't need this anymore.
Yeah,
that the sideshows can stop, the funny costumes and the magicians and all the other stuff that he does to keep him loose. He can stop it.
Yeah, you know, that it will be interesting. And I think it's been less frequent this year than maybe in the past. We've only had one themed trip in terms of, the dress code on the flights. And he's only had, in, as far as I know, this one clubhouse visitor. He hasn't brought any exotic animals in or anything like that. But my guess is that Joe is not really going to change. And I think he will read the room as time goes on. And if it is the same group that grows up together, you know, in 5 or 6 years, he may not be doing the same things. But I still think the message of relax, 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 it's going to be okay, smile, have fun, that's really intrinsic to what Joe believes about the game of baseball, and I don't think that'll ever fundamentally change.
Got a bit of a breaking story to break in right here. According to Bob McKenzie of TSN, that Brandon Saad of the Blackhawks has been traded to the Columbus Blue Jackets. Brandon Saad traded to the Columbus Blue Jackets, and that is a bit of a surprise there. We will have details on that.
It so is much for the now, hometown discount.
Now Pierre LeBrun also saying Brandon Saad to Columbus, and when we have more information on that, we will certainly let you know. But that's a bit of a surprise right there. Wow.
That is a surprise. Well, everybody said they were going to have to make some changes with the cap, and it hurts when it ends up being core guys, but that's part of the deal now, isn't it?
Wow. Well, and speaking of changes, the Cubs are clearly and openly so in the market for a pitcher. Theo says he's not hiding the ball. They need some veteran pitching help, and I'm told that it's been active, but the prices right now in this market at this stage, very, very high, so there's been some reluctance to jump.
Yep, I don't think they're going to overpay. I have a hard time believing they would do that. I think if Javier Baez were healthy, and it's not that it would be him per se, but it would give them more inventory in the middle of the infield, you might be able to part with one of those guys. But, yeah, at the moment, no, I'm a no on that until you get the right deal.